Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
You know, it seems every so often our TV newscasters are telling us about escapees from some prison, either here or overseas.
Then comes the manhunt for the fugitives. Sometimes they're able to keep the long arm of the law at bay for a long period of time. Then sure enough, the fugitives are caught.
And it's as if everyone gives a great sigh of relief, especially if they're dangerous criminals who've been convicted of murder or other violent crimes. But usually for the fugitives, being on the run eventually wears them down.
One television series called Fugitive Black Ops tells the true stories of America's most thrilling and spectacular manhunts. It had high ratings. It contains stories of operations by special forces with actual archival footage and interviews with those who took part.
Each episode features a race to catch vicious gangsters, drug barons, and arms dealers who thought they were beyond the reach of the law. And each film has all the drive and immersion of a Hollywood thriller. But these are real stories with real people.
Someone once said, everybody's running from something in their life. That's quite a statement. But maybe right now you, our listener, are on the run. Now, I'm not talking about you having committed some crime and trying to hide from the law. I'm just saying that perhaps there's something wrong in your life that you're just not facing up to. In fact, you're running from it.
That's right. There are many ways we try to run from the consequences of things that we've done. We try to hide and even bury them in the past, hoping that they'll never come to light. But it doesn't stop the guilt, does it? That drags a person down.
That brings to mind the words of a song. You've been running, running for a long, long time. You've been running, running with no peace of mind. You'll regret the day you turned away and became a fugitive from God. But God's been searching, searching for his long-lost child. He's been searching, searching for a long, long while. If you hear his voice, make him your choice. Don't remain a fugitive from God.
And just like the story of the lost sheep, where the shepherd goes looking for the sheep that ran away, he finds it and carries it home on his shoulders. So the end of the song goes, why don't you turn, turn, turn around? Why do you roam? Don't you know God the Father wants to carry you home? That is exactly what Jesus wants to do if you've strayed far from him. Or you ran away in your mind because you didn't want to have anything to do with him. Sometimes we look everywhere except to God. Our pride shouts out that we can handle our own affairs. It's truly amazing that the Lord would send his own Son to bear the blame for all our mistakes, done either deliberately or unintentionally. The Bible puts all these faults of ours into one single category and names them as sin.
And the fact that Jesus Christ came to live among us shows us that he was fully aware of our great need. Every one of us face sad situations, monetary problems, temptations and wrongdoing. That's why he became a willing sacrifice, so that we could be forgiven. Yes, he will sustain us throughout our whole Christian life.
God has already opened the way through Jesus Christ to make things right between you and him. Why not turn to him today?
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.